Of Aleph, perhaps the most famous, if not one of the most famous akinos of the Arze HaLavanon. This kina is the first one that changes gears from the first 20 kinos, which all relate back to the events of the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It turns attention to the personalities who lived around the time of Bar Kokhba Rebellion. Remember when that was, Bar Kokhba Rebellion? What year? So it was 132, the Common Era. Again, for those who have been here, those who know Jewish history, we've discussed sort of this era many, many times. You know, originally the Romans had no interest in making the Jews not observe the Torah. It was more of, I guess, a strategic military onslaught, territorial onslaught. And then with Bar Kokhba and the Bar Kokhba Rebellion, so what the Romans recognized was that to some degree this was like a religious revolt. And by the way, the revolt was led, among other things, the Medrash tells us that Hadrian had promised to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and then he reneged on that promise. And it really incensed the people and Rabbi Akiva and others. It was one of the things sort of that propelled the revolt. And at that time, so the Romans began to institute the laws against religious gatherings. Saying Shema in public, the Gemara tells us. Teaching Torah in public. People remember the famous Gemara, which is alluded to in our Gemara of Hanina ben Tragion, with the teaching Torah of the Rabbim. And they sort of recognize that what's sort of the heart of the nation is the Torah. That's what the Romans recognized. We read this kina for many reasons. Of course, we say it also Yom Kippur for other reasons. We have the kina now, partially as a recognition of the Gemara that says that the Misas Tzadikim are Mechaper. We mentioned before the Gemara Shoshana that says that the death of a Tzadik is like the death of the Beis HaMikdash. This Gemara that also says that the Misas Tzadikim are Mechaper. It atones for the nation and the death of these people. And the impact and the kapara that it had. I was thinking about this Gemara, this kina, and I was reading recently one of my favorite svarim. It's a sefer that is somewhat difficult, but absolutely, absolutely critical. It's a sefer by the Piasetzner Rebbe, who was known as the Esh Kodesh. The shul in the Five Towns is called Esh Kodesh, based on Rabbi Weinberger, who's a fan of the Piasetzner Rebbe. It's hard to not be a fan, and based on his teachings, much easier is a sefer that probably many of you learned when you were in yeshiva, called the Chovos Tamidim. So the Esh Kodesh, besides in and of itself being a fascinating sefer, is really a spiritual first-hand memoir through the Parsha and the Moedim of the Piasetzner Rebbe, who lost his entire family in Warsaw. He was in the Warsaw Ghetto between, I believe, 41 and 44. And he wrote for those 3 years, Reflections in Divrei Torah, sort of like a first-hand spiritual account through the Torah of life in the ghetto. And he makes a comment, which when I was thinking about it again this past year, thinking about the events of the last few weeks, deeply, deeply resonated. So, Esher Kiyisa B'Sifrei Kodesh, Shehamoser Nafsho Ba'ad Yisrael, somebody who gives their life for Israel, if you give your life for the nation, it's even greater than a person who dies al pi kiddush Hashem for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he describes that if you have a king and the king's son, the ultimate way of honoring the king is by honoring the king's son, more so than just honoring the king itself. And so too said the Piyasetzna, a person who's Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, for his children, that's like the greatest Kiddush Hashem. Person who gives their life for the klal and for the nation. And I don't want to sound at all dramatic or fatalistic, but there are values in this world more important than life itself. That's with V'chai Bahem and everything else. But there are values that the Asaruge Malchus, what they saw, is that to protect the Torah at that point of time, it may not be true at every point of time, to protect Limud HaTorah, to protect the Jewish values and ideals, that's something worth dying for. Mentions past Shabbos or last Shabbos about Roe Klein and others. I don't mean discussing up the halacha, but as a value. There are things in this world that you give your life for. And there's something so comforting about that fact. About this kina. There's a line from Hemingway which always stays in my head, not to talk about Hemingway in the context of Torah, but the line itself, there are things worth fighting for. There are things in this world that are worth fighting for. And in certain cases, maybe even dying for. And I was so inspired, even as a kid, who perhaps was not into learning as an adolescent, reading this kina and sort of feeling that the sacrifices of people before me like mean something in the world and they mean something in my life. I hope that all of us in our own lives, in whatever way we're called upon from Mesiras Nefesh, the Moser Nefesh for his words, Dvar Hashem, Mir Hashem will never have to go to our deaths for that, that we live lives of Kiddush Hashem and lives of Mesiras Nefesh and lives where the choices in Mesiras Nefesh and the depths of those who come before us inform and shape our own lives. Please join me as we pay tribute to these great men and their sacrifices in the Arz Yelavonu. Arz Yelavonu Nadir Torah.